Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I think the number that makes sense is probably right around Williams, if not maybe a million or two more. The only reason why this one is slightly bizarre to me is if you just look at the Buffalo Bills history, and you know, Brandon Bean even said it. He's been there 9 years. They've never dealt with anything like this.
It's a good track record for the Bean Man.
It's quite the track record, right? Because it just tells you how they conduct business. They approach it fairly. But I do think it says something that this is happening when historically, this hasn't been the Bills in the last decade. They like re-signing their players and getting it done and keeping the distractions away from their team. I think this is something they work out. I'm not overly concerned. It's just when, right? Because now we're at that time.
Diana Rossini, we played that earlier. I asked Josh to play it again because will you let me go a little bit, not quite conspiracy theory.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these reporters are well-researched.
Yeah.
But we are hearing a little bit of a drumbeat of the Bills have never been anything through anything like this.
Right.
Would they just know that? Would Diana Rossini just know the Bills haven't had a holdout in the nine-year tenure?
I would bet she probably didn't and was told that.
Okay. Maybe not.
Maybe someone just offers that even that, like, isn't from the team. Maybe.
Sure.
She talks to another agent just in passing about it. Like, you know, they've never been through anything like this.
That's a very, very good point. Very possible. Because, you know, in any one of these, the reporters, this and that, it's who wants me to know that? Where do we think this information is coming from? And
it's also possible she reached out to somebody with the team to check in about it.
Yes, like, that's right. That's
this is the first time we've done this.
It could be that. That's what I'm getting at is
yeah.
That, you know, this doesn't happen with the Bills. Is a Bills side of it.
Right.
This doesn't happen to us. We get out in front of things, and we've pointed that out quite a bit. Yesterday we went through this entire offseason was that they got a bunch of deals done, like knocking them down, bang, 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 four of them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, just thought about that. I wonder how many people had that readily available, that this has never happened in their 9 years. We would know that, being around the team all the time. Never been a holdout. Nobody has ever missed a practice.
We've talked about it. The last holdout's like, what, Jarris Byrd?
Yeah.
It's been a decade.
803-0550 if you have a thought on Cook. Mike Florio has chimed in on Cook. And
okay,
the piece at ProFootballTalk.com is that the Bills have to get this done. They have to move on this now. Bills, James Cook, need to get a deal done ASAFP. And I'll read you. Yeah.
You not go. Just ASAP.
No, ASAFP.
Hmm.
And I'll read you one little graph from what he says, which this is context. The Bills have a choice. They can milk the rookie wage scale and do what they had hoped to do with Cook, or they can recognize that if they want to win a Super Bowl, it makes sense to take care of one of their best players, even if they currently don't have to. The team has to choose between pursuing its goal of winning a championship and placating the land of collusion in which they reside.
Oh, wow. Look, what are we doing there?
That's a little strong.
The land of collusion.
Other teams won't want them to pay Cook. The management council won't want them to pay Cook. The Bills should want to pay Cook. In the end, it's not about what Cook wants. It's about what he won't refuse. The Bills should make him an offer that he won't refuse. And then they should be careful to properly reacclimate him to the game before he risks injury. There's another benefit to getting a deal done quickly. If they can do it by Tuesday, they'll be able to legitimately ignore any reference to Cook's contractual discontent in the second episode of Hard Knocks.
As if they should really be afraid of...
Well, the point is, whatever comes out tonight on Hard Knocks regarding this tension, if he signed before the episode, it's all water under the bridge.
If he signed before tonight's episode?
Yes.
He's not going to sign before tonight's episode.
Right. Wouldn't it be funny? Right when the episode's about to drop.
Would HBO not be... I mean, what are they going to do? They're not going to, you know, sue the team. But would they not be like, really? The day of? Because I imagine the whole episode is going to be about that. I guess they could just throw in at the end that he signs. But I don't know. I'm still always skeptical. It's getting harder to defend it because you're constantly hearing, no, they want to do it. They want to do it. Kabeen, I want to pay him. I said months ago that I will believe the Bills will pay big money to a running back when I see it. And I still haven't seen it. I've heard it.
What's big money?
Is
Kyren Williams contract?
A second contract.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah, Kyren Williams would be big money to a running back. Anything that would be labeled as like, oh, that's an investment right there. I am still wanting to be in believe it when I see it, but it's getting tougher because you're hearing a lot of that they'd like to do it, and it's just haggling about the money, I guess. And that both sides would like, because there's no reason to believe Cook wouldn't want a long-term relationship here, right? Or is there? Without the money being a part of it.
Well, the money has to be a part of it.
That's what I mean. Like the Bills,
it could be that he thinks, maybe I don't want to be here long-term, but if the money is too good to turn down, then sure, fine, I'll sign here for 16 or for 14.
But could he see greener pastures on a team that doesn't have a franchise quarterback where maybe he's getting the ball more, maybe he's getting thrown the ball more?
Let's do this test. Ready?
Because I think that's hard to believe.
You know the test? Ready?
What's the test?
What if he went to the Chiefs?
For him?
Just Chiefs, yeah.
Who am I, though? Am I James Cook?
The Bills have him play this year.
Yeah.
He walks, the Chiefs sign him. How do we feel about it?
Oh, I'm fine.
Okay.
Totally fine. I'm totally fine. Is everyone else totally fine? Like, I don't know if Bills fans would be. I am totally fine if he does that.
He'd be their best running back that they've had.
I asked that question about Gabe Davis last year. How would you feel if Gabe Davis went to the Chiefs?
I think Gabe Davis is not really a good wide receiver that you have to worry about.
Uh-huh.
Cook, I think, is a good running back.
That's right. But he's a running back. I'm good with him going to the Chiefs.
The test is always the Chiefs. Would he make them better?
Fine. Sure.
Because if there's one thing that the Chiefs are not, they are not explosive in the run game at all.
No, they're not.
They haven't been explosive in the run game for years.
Nope. No, they're not. But now they're not spending $12 million on something else.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
Fair enough. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. On Cook, if you want to throw a thought our way.
Hard Knocks will be all about Cook tonight.
It'll definitely be some about Cook.
It's possible that it's not much. Depends how much access they get to Cook specifically, right?
They kind of burned through a lot of the stuff early on. They burned through Max Hairston, him getting hurt. That was up and down, right through it.
Trey White and Dawkins.
I do wonder if it's a little less lighthearted, a little less funny. And the opening episode was, hey, meet the Bills, look at these guys.
Yeah.
And if episode two is a little bit more of down to business, football, guys fighting for roster spots.
I would hope so, because that's the stuff. I enjoyed the first episode a lot. I could have watched more of it, but I was hoping for more of the what's the intensity level behind the scenes? How these guys are really being coached
in their meetings?
Because they talk about how that happens, but we never ever really see the true coaching, like in the film room, and how they're talking to guys, and like that's the stuff that I'm looking for. And right, we didn't get much of that in episode one, but there's four more episodes to go.
If there were one player you'd like to see them focus on tonight, who would it be? I have an easy answer. Very easy answer. In terms of what would be the most interesting.
The most interesting player that they could focus on that isn't James Cook would be Matt Milano.
Okay.
Although he doesn't say much.
That's right.
So I don't know how entertaining
it'd be. Very interesting if they got Milano to speak.
What if they just follow him around and he just never says a word?
I mean, that might
he
be something
never
they
says
do.
A word. Yeah.
My answer is Shavers.
Shavers.
Seriously.
Shavers.
Shavers right now, really? Is he's still a concept. What if we got more of tonight what Joe Brady highlighted in that one meeting? Effort. What if we got Shavers' ankle injury working through it? Like right now, you've got a certain number of Bills fans that are ready to dump Curtis Samuel because he's not available. And if you got to know Shavers a little bit more and thought, maybe put it this way, if you got to see what McDermott sees when he says he's a true Buffalo Bill, If I'm Shavers' agent, I'm praying that Hard Knocks wants to just feature him and show him as much as possible. You need attention. You need the fans to know your makeup. You need that. If you get that, again, does it make the GM make a different decision? Probably not. But Go a long way with the fans who you've, in limited preseason and one catch in a regular season game, you've made a little bit of a mark here, and this is your window. If Curtis Samuel is still hurt, if he's not practicing, if he's still out, this is your window. And if I could get a show to show people how hard you've been grinding for it, whatever, we would get to see it.
Yeah, I guess we will get that one way or another anyway. Like, every year you get the story of the guy that's on the bubble and trying to fight to make the roster, right? So, if you were going to pick somebody, I guess it could very easily be Shavers. It could be Joe Andreessen also,
it's
right?
A good one.
Joe Andreessen, I think, is a very possible option. I think he is much safer to make the roster than Shavers is. Like, much, much. I mean, he was on the roster last year.
Yep.
And Shavers, this is his third year, and he has yet to do that. So, I guess if you're looking for a bubble guy, yeah, I mean, he would probably be it. There's a big clip. There's a big highlight in the preseason game for him, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's not a bad one. How far do we really want to take the shave?
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurice's, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real life moments. Maurice's.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
His car out for a spin, though. Like, he's interesting to make the team, but he's not going to make an impact of any means this regular season.
I don't think so either. The most interesting part of Shavers is that
he could get Curtis Samuel maybe off the roster.
That he has disrupted what we all probably thought was a pretty locked-in five.
That's right.
We came to camp saying, can anybody crack that?
Right.
And he might have a look at it.
Right. Because if he's on the roster, is he catching 20 passes this year?
Not unless somebody's hurt and he goes in because there's an injury.
Right.
But, like, I think about Shavers for this. The window's open. Is there any way to get him either to unseat a receiver above him or convince them to carry six?
Right, which they could do, and they have done.
Which they've done before, and last year they only carried five.
Right. That's right.
803-0550, 1-888-550-2550. At least five out of camp, and then they trade for Cooper, but they dump MVS.
It was always fluid.
Yeah.
Was Jalen Virgil on the active roster at one point even? I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Virgil dressed for more games than Shavers
did.
Yeah. So anyway, 803-0550 if you want to join us. At NFL.com, Andy Reid. This is going to be a story here. I'm gonna bother you with this one. Ready?
Okay.
Ready? Remember this?
Yep.
Sometimes we talk about how July is peak manufacturing football content.
Yes, it is.
August is the sequel.
Yeah, right. But there is more. There is more to
headline at NFL.com from Kevin Patra. The piece from Kevin Patra. I don't know who wrote the headline. Andy Reid on chatter, the Chiefs window is closing. Quote, we don't listen to all the noise.
Okay, file that away.
The Chiefs window is closing.
Yeah, so that's what someone out there
is
saying.
The suggestion is that the Chiefs window is closing.
And now what someone has done is given Andy Reid the fuel to say, they're like, guys, they're not believing in us again. Make sure to remind them who's saying their window is closed. Anybody?
I don't know. Maybe you.
What does window closing mean? Just because I'm picking them not to win the division doesn't mean that I think their window's closed, is it? Or is that what that is?
I don't know.
They could win a Super Bowl in 3 years.
Bill Simmons.
I just don't think they're winning the division.
Bill Simmons from The Ringer has named Josh Allen the best quarterback in football. I saw that.
His own tier, and then it was Mahomes, Jackson, and Burrow on the second tier.
Bulletin board material. Ron and Alden. Hey, Ron.
Hey, good morning, guys. Quick question, and I won't hang up until you hang up on me because I know I did that yesterday. I'm sorry. So the practice squad. So let's say we put Shavers on a practice squad, and someone wants to claim him. Could we bring him back like NHL to put some waivers, but they try to claim you can bring him back? Or if you put him on and somebody takes him, that's it, we lose him? Or do we still have a right to bring him back? It was just testing if somebody will take him or not.
The way that it works, Ron, if you go to the practice squad, if a team wants to grab him off your practice squad, you have to put him on your active roster to keep him.
Okay. All right.
And then he can't go back to the practice squad. He's got to be on your active roster for the rest of the year.
All right. So that's what I'm wondering, if the Bills are trying to sneak him on there.
They could.
They can't sneak anybody. But, yeah, they could. And, and then see, that's what will happen. And one other thing, tell your boss they should let you spend a day or two out there at County Fair doing the size show live from there. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah.
So, all right, you guys, have a great day. Thanks.
Thanks, Ron.
Live from the fair.
I'm hoping to get to the fair this week.
Yeah. It's so hot out.
It is hot.
It's so hot out.
It is. Best fair game. Go. I got it. Is that the easy answer?
I got it.
Yeah.
I won. I got it on Sunday.
You yelled out, "I got it!"
Yeah, I'm very excited.
What a feeling!
I had never won before either, so I was super ecstatic.
Great times. Big.
Won a Bills football.
There you go. Yeah, I got it as easily.
How many games that are on the? Is it the Midway? How many games have names? You've got like throw the ping pong ball into the jar for the fish,
right?
You've got the ring around the bottle toss, right? Ring toss around a bottle. You've got.
Mm-hmm.
The squirt gun game.
Yep, there's always a
the squirt gun racehorse game.
There's always one of the basketball games, like the pop a shot game.
Right. Did you see Coleman the other day at the fair shooting the basketball around and giving the prizes that he was winning to fans?
Who? Oh, Coleman. Yeah, I did see that. Coleman, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was really cool.
They make those purposely more difficult, though.
Yeah, they're like tiny little rims.
Yeah, the rims are smaller. Yeah. They don't tell you that. It's misleading, really, mm-hmm. is what it is.
Sal Capaccio has called in for a quick check-in. Hey, Sal, what's
on
up?
On fair games?
Yeah,
hi,
right.
Guys. How are you?
On the midway at the fair?
Hi, Sal.
On guess your weight, guess your age, which one? Go ahead, Sal.
It's all right. I'll be at the fair tomorrow, by the way, in the Bass Fitter booth, so people can come by.
Oh,
very
nice.
Good.
Nice.
There you go. Couple things. Heading down now. We're going to be at the stadium. Sean McDermott at 9 o'clock today. Figured I'd just give a check-in. We'll carry him live on WGR, and obviously we'll find out today from Sean early on if we expect James Cook to practice or not. That's going to happen. They do practice at 9:30. Media gets to watch all of practice, just like St. John Fisher.
Okay.
We just there's just no fans. Really, that's really the only difference right now, this time of year. I also wanted to chime in. I just heard the guy in the practice squad question. Let me just correct so I can so everybody has the right information here.
Mm-hmm.
So if a guy is on the practice squad, which there's no practice squad until after final cuts, then you sign guys to the practice squad. A team can't just claim him. They can't just say we take this guy. They have to offer him a contract. All practice squad players are free agents, right, is what it is. They can offer him a contract. The guy says, either I want to stay here or I want to go with you. You're correct, Jeremy. If he signs with the other team, they must go to the 53. However, they only have to keep him on there for 4 weeks.
Okay.
Not the whole season. And then, but they can release him within that four-week time, but they have to carry him on their roster technically for 4 weeks and pay him a four game checks. You know what I mean? So that's how that works. And then once they release him, he can go back to their practice squad, the Bills practice squad, whatever. And if he hasn't been in the league 4 years, obviously he's subject to waivers at that point as well.
But it's once he, like, if he were to sign with the Lions, the Bills then have the right to say, well, we'll put him on our active roster. You don't get to take him.
No, they don't. Don't have a right. It is literally up to the player.
Okay.
Like, you get the Bills. Here, it's a courtesy, really, Joe. What it is let's just say Tyrell Shavers is on the Bills practice squad,
mm-hmm,
and the Lions say, you know what? We'd really like you. We'd like to bring you on. A lot of times what happens is the agent tells the Bills, hey, we're going to go there on their 53. Do you want it to put us on your 53?
Okay.
They'll say, we have no room.
Gotcha.
They'll say, then we're going over there. Or he can say, you know what? We're going to decline that because we think there's a better path for us eventually in Buffalo anyway.
Gotcha. Okay. That makes sense.
But there is no right of first refusal, and there is no requirement for the agent to do that.
Okay. One quick thing, Sal. So McDermott at 9 o'clock, we'll ask him, you know, he'll be asked if he expects Cook to participate. We got to sharpen up how we're going to ask him, because he kind of gamed us at the last practice of training camp saying, I do expect him to, and then say, well, I expect everyone. So who knows? We'll see if he's got any information about whether or not he expects him to, if he's been told he will. But that's coming up 9 o'clock, right?
9 o'clock. And then I think when we went to the, Saturday after the game, post-game after the game was very revealing, I thought, when he said, we had a good conversation.
Yeah.
We had a conversation. I think he said good, but either way, he said we had a conversation, and he wanted James to play. He said he wanted James Cook to play, and James decided not to play.
Yeah.
So I think that's pretty revealing in itself. Like, McDermott talked a lot after the game, guys, about getting guys back this week from injury. And, like, this is a big week. We need to get guys back. And I think that includes James Cook, and he's not injured. You know what I mean? So.
Yep.
You know, they have this joint practice against the Bears on Friday, and then they have a game on Sunday, and that's the last time a lot of these guys are going to really suit up. So it is a big week for everybody. Like, this is the chance to kind of get ready for the season here for a lot of these guys.
So practice on Friday, one joint practice, just the one day?
One day of joint practice with the Bears on Friday, that's correct.
Okay.
So the team will fly out to Chicago Thursday, joint practice on Friday, and that can look like anything. That's, you know, a practice like you see at St. John Fisher, except there's two teams instead of one. It's not just like scrimmaging all the time. It's literally one-on-ones. It's O-line, D-line, those kinds of things. And, you know, that's a great opportunity for your quarterbacks, including Josh Allen, of course, to be able to get a lot of work because you can't touch the quarterback in those settings.
Yep. All right, Sal, thank you. We'll dial you up at 9 o'clock.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
All right, Sal Cabaccio heading to the stadium for today's practice. An update coming from head coach Sean McDermott. And that'll be at 9 o'clock. We'll carry that for you, as much of it as we see fit. You know, these kind of pressers aren't all that long, but we'll get what we can out of McDermott ahead of today's practice. Kevin Fishbane of The Athletic on the Bears, who the Bills will practice with this weekend, practice Friday, game Sunday. How are things going for the Bears at camp? What can they learn out of this joint practice? What can they learn from this preseason game? We'll check in with Chicago coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.